Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Mo and Alonzo each have 3, and Jesse has 2.
Well, Jesse, you are in third place. That means that you go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Please fill in the blank.
Okay.
After a contentious confirmation battle on Wednesday, Blank was sworn in as the new defense secretary.
Hagel.
Yes, Chuck Hagel. On Thursday, the U.S. announced that it would provide an additional $60 million to rebel forces fighting in blank.
Syria.
Right. On Thursday, the House voted to pass the reauthorization of the Blank Against Blank Act.
Violence against women.
Right. A nonprofit foundation announced this week it's looking for a married couple to send on a mission to blank.
Mars.
Right. The Denver Airport Authority is working on ways to protect cars parked in airport lots from being blanked.
Stolen?
No, eaten by rabbits. Raul Castro said last Sunday that in 5 years he will step down from his position as president of blank.
Cuba.
Cuba. Sorry. After repeatedly requesting a witness statement from a police dog, a British prosecutor got back an official document with the words blank.
Woof?
No. The statement said, I chase him. I bite him. Bad man. He tasty.
Well, obviously.
So prosecutors in Britain were repeatedly asking for a witness statement from Officer P.D. Peach of the Metropolitan Police, even after officers wrote in to explain that P.D. Peach was a police dog. So getting tired of the harassment, they submitted this statement signed with a paw print. I chase him, I bite him, bad man, he tasty, good boy, good boy, Peach. Bill, how did Jesse do in our quiz?
She got 5 right. That gives her 10 more points, so she's in the lead with 12.
All right. Very well done. We have flipped a coin, and Alonzo has elected to go second, so fill in the blank, Alonzo. This week, the Supreme Court heard arguments challenging a key provision of the Blank Act.
Voting rights.
Yes. After his performance came under criticism this week, Oscar host Blank said he would not host the show again.
Seth MacFarlane.
Right. On Monday, the former Surgeon General Blank died in New Hampshire at age 96.
Coop.
Yes, C. Everett Coop. A man named Amos Schuckman's obituary in the New York Times mentioned he, quote, loved everything about New York except Blank.
New Yorkers.
No, except the New York Times. DC Comics announced this week that it plans to kill off sidekick Blank in the number 8 issue of the Batman Incorporated series.
Robin?
Yes, Robin the Boy Wonder. 2 thieves in San Diego who broke into a Hooters to steal their ATM were foiled when they blanked.
Were distracted.
No, when they... Whoa, look at that! When they stole the jukebox instead. It was dark in the restaurant, to be fair. Maybe there were some ATMs out there that have multicolored lights and play Johnny Cash. The suspects were caught on security cameras as they smashed the glass door with their truck, hefted the jukebox into the truck, and then stopped to marvel at the enormous coins that the ATM seemed to display. They're so big and shiny. Bill, how did Alonzo do in our quiz?
He did well. He got 4 right, 8 more points. You have 11, but Jesse is still in the lead.
All right. So how many, then, does Mo need to win?
5 to win for the Mo.
The Mo.
Oh. He's got Mo. I feel it.
The Mo has the big Mo.
Great. Okay.
Here we go, Mo. This is for the game. Mm. Fill in the blank. The Senate Judiciary Committee heard emotional testimony this week regarding a proposed ban on blank.
Assault weapons.
Yes, Yahoo CEO Marissa Meyer caused controversy this week by announcing that Yahoo employees could no longer blank.
Telecommute.
Yes, work from home. On Thursday, President Obama urged the Supreme Court to overturn Proposition 8, which bans blank in California.
Same-sex marriage.
Right. On the third day of his visit, Dennis Rodman told the leader of blank that he had a friend for life.
On the third day of his visit, Dennis Rodman told a foreign leader.
Yes, which foreign leader? The foreign leader of what country?
It's a foreign leader of a country that would make us go, my God, how scandalous.
It yes.
Hugo Chavez.
No, it was North Korea.
Oh, wow, that's bad.
I know. A warehouse worker in England who punched his boss was apparently overstressed from his job blanking.
At the warehouse, he punched his boss because he was stressed about his job punching things.
He was stressed from his job packing stress balls into boxes. In an interview with Wolf Blitzer on Wednesday, Bob Woodward said that the blank had threatened him over his reporting on the sequester.
The Obama administration.
Yeah, the White House. This week, Boeing apologized to Japan's leading airlines for the grounding of the blank.
The 7-7.
Yeah. How about its nickname? What's it called?
The Superfly Jet.
The Dreamliner. A Florida woman is doing just fine after being shocked this week by her friend's blank.
By her friend's, God, it's Florida, so it has to be a toucan.
No. It was her friend's oven.
Damn.
The woman's friend was storing his bullets in the oven, something he forgot to mention when the subject of waffles came up, and when the oven heated up, it opened fire. But I want you to remember, people, before you jump to conclusions and start passing laws, the only thing that can stop a bad oven with a gun is a good oven with a gun. Bill, did Mo do well enough to win?
No.
Oh.
What you're supposed to say to build the suspense is he needed 5 correct answers, but he only had 4, so the winner this week is Jesse Klein.
That's right. Jesse.